galaxy, there were three astronomers called magi who lived and worked together. Now, you know, you all work someplace, and you know, when you work together with people, there are different personalities, and there are also different attitudes toward work. And, you know, people have different attitudes toward routine work and toward unexpected work, too. Some people handle unexpectedness well, and some don't. One night, the man on duty came bursting into the tent where the other two were sleeping. "Hey, guys, wake up! You gotta come see this. It's a brand new star. It just appeared out of nowhere." We see new stars all the time. That's our job. What's so special about this one? Go back to sleep and we'll all look at it tomorrow night. "Well, it's really bright to be one we've never seen before. We need to follow it." "Follow it? Dude, you can't follow a star. You must be drunk." "Well, this one is not only bright, but it's moving. We can just go the direction it looks like it's moving. It has to mean something important." "I still think you've had too much wine, and I'd much rather go back to sleep, but show me this mysteriously moving star." So he goes out and looks up. "Holy cow, you're right. Let's saddle up our camels, pack the tents, and get moving. Time's a-wastin'." And they both ran back to the tent, where the third man looked cranky. "Look, you two, I think you're both crazy. And I just really want some sleep. I'm not at all sure about this, but I'll go along just in case you're right." And so they set off. The first skeptic, now as excited as the first star spotter, the other dragging along because he suspected they knew something he or saw something that he didn't hear or see or know yet. But as they traveled, he began to believe that they really did see something worth following, worth traveling across the desert for. And by the time they reached Bethlehem, he had seen it too. After they had seen the baby, the world changed for them, and they all returned to their home by a different road. Now, only Matthew's gospel tells us this story. It doesn't appear in any of the other gospels. Although we sing about three kings, they weren't kings in the used world sense, more accurately thought of as magi or seers, magicians or astrologers, and not necessarily three. Most of our story developed long after the gospel texts were written. What matters is that the magi, in whatever number and wherever they came from, looked and paid attention to a seemingly ordinary sky. They saw and recognized something different, and then they acted on it. They followed it. Maybe they didn't all start out believing they would see something extraordinary. Maybe one saw a bright light and another saw dimly. Maybe one was excited to follow and one was skeptical or hesitant or even fearful. But at some point and in some way, the strange appearance and behavior of that star, that shining light, told the magi that this baby was going to be world-changing. At some point, they trusted their own eyes, or they trusted the eyes of someone else to see what they could not see. At some point, they saw the light and took a different road. Christopher Buckley is an Afghanistan and Iraqi war veteran who saw the light and found a different road to follow. When he returned from Iraq, He joined the Georgia White Knights because their anti-Muslim and racist values were consistent with his worldview after returning from the war. He was changed because Arno Michaelis, a former white power skinhead, and Dr. Haval Mohammed Kelly, a Kurdish Muslim refugee. They helped him see the light of a different star and helped bring him out of the movement to go home again by a different road. Today, he gives motivational speeches trying to spread awareness and educate the public about the danger of white supremacist extremism. Chris works on a program called to repair flawed thinking in hate groups and spread a message of love and healing. He also created a de-radicalization program designed specifically with veterans in mind, but is geared to work with all sorts of hate and extremist ideology. Chris's journey began when his wife, Melissa, decided she was tired of the toxic world of the KKK. She could no longer bear to watch her four-year-old son do the white power salute like his dad. She Googled, how do you get your spouse or loved one out of a hate group? And found an email for Arno Michaelis, the ex-skinhead leader. When Arno went to the family's home for an intervention, Buckley was furious. But his wife stood her ground and gave him an ultimatum. You stay in the Klan, me and the kids are gone. It took months, but Buckley finally left the Klan. He doesn't gloss over how hard it was. Leaving was like kicking an addiction, he said. When you're coming off of hate and extremism, it's the same process. You've got to have a support group. You've got to have a network. Michaelis and Buckley both now work with Parents for Peace. This is how they describe themselves, an organization empowering families, friends, and communities to prevent radicalization, violence, and extremism. They emphasize that family and friends play an important role in helping a vulnerable individual and intervening with radicalist recruitment, and that families and friends can become effective mentors using their established relationships to build a foundation of trust with loved ones who may be involved in extremism. Sometimes we need another person who already sees the light and knows its meaning to point it out to us. It may be a message we don't want to hear or a light we don't want to see. The intrusion of someone calling us to come see may come at a time we'd rather be doing something else or just going on as we always have. Sometimes we resist and prefer the darkness. But if it's someone we trust, we may eventually open our eyes and see things differently. We may be more willing to change direction and go home by a different road. Sometimes we respond right away, and sometimes we need to be dragged along. But if we trust the person who wants to lead us, our life may change. Now, you may be thinking there's nothing that dramatic happening in my family or my community, but not all of the things that happen that make us see the light are so dramatic. And sometimes the person who's pointing the way doesn't even know they're doing it. I have this story from my own life, simple illustration. In the early 1980s, I worked at the Washington, D.C. law firm where Justice Sandra Day O'Connor's husband, John, worked when they first moved to Washington right after she was appointed to the court. We had events, as most big law firms did at the time. I don't know if they still do this, but events for summer law school interns. And at one of these, Justice O'Connor was greeting the guests who were lining up to meet her. We had one young summer intern who was barely old enough to drink legally, and the drinks had been flowing freely. A friend and I were standing nearby when the young woman went up to Justice O'Connor and said a little bit hazily, "I've been wanting to meet you all evening," she said. Don't you work on the Hill or something?" My own reaction at the time, had I been in the justice's shoes, would have been to burst out laughing at this drunken young lady who seemed to have no idea who she was speaking to. But Justice O'Connor, with genuine graciousness, just nodded and smiled kindly and said, "Yes, my office is located on the Hill." That moment struck me and stayed with me. She could easily have made that person feel small and ridiculous with a pompous answer, but she replied with the grace that left the young woman's dignity intact. She showed me the light in one blinding moment. Ever since then, I have tried to avoid laughing at people who aren't deliberately being funny. I've tried to avoid ridiculing simple foolishness. I'm not as good as Justice O'Connor was. She was a very gracious lady, but I'm getting there. These stories illustrate that our eyes can be opened to let light shine in. We can find a different road to follow, whether we've gone badly astray or just need some minor correction. Most often, this is possible when someone trustworthy helps to lead us, someone who we believe understands our thoughts and our challenges, someone who cares about us and who we are. The people in Parents for Peace talk about the power of support groups, networks, families, friends, established relationships, foundations of trust, or even, like Justice O'Connor, the power of simple example, with no thought of teaching or shining a light into someone's soul. But here's the important thing to remember. We can also be that light. We can be the one who shows the light to others. We can all help open the eyes of others, help them to see the light of God, and find a different road to follow, whether it's a big change or a small change. By being kind, by being loving, by being non-judgmental, we can point to the light that we follow, the light that leads to Jesus, just as that star led the Magi. God's light is all around us, even on gloomy days like this, yes. So people of God, answer Isaiah's call. Rise, shine, reflect God's radiance into the dark spaces of the world. So I've asked Jane to do me a favor as a response, or as perhaps asking you to join into this message yourselves. Please stand up for a minute. And we're going to sing, everybody knows this, "This Little Light of Mine." And we're going to sing it twice, and you're welcome to use any gestures you like, as long as they're relatively clean looking. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jane, for doing that at the last moment. I went up and I said to her, I have to spring something on you at the last minute. She said, no problem. I know this. I can do this. So you all who are regulars here know that right now, at least in the time of COVID, we are not passing collection plates, offering plates. So you may present your offerings to the church on your way out the door. There I noticed that there are plates to drop things into right outside most of the doors. And you can send it to the office, you can drop it by the office, there are all kinds of ways. And also remember that the gifts we offer to God are not just what we share from our finances and our money. Remember